Good evening. You're tuned to 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus for New England. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen online at wicn.org. Good evening. I'm Al Voner, and this is this week's edition of The Public Eye. So nice to have you with us. There has been a lot of talk over the last few years about the unrest in this country. To me personally, it's nothing new. What made this country great, what continues to make this country great, is that people don't always sit on the sidelines. Citizens alike get together, band together to effect changes, but not only that, to support social justice among many, many issues, more than we need to talk about, at least through the introduction here. But what it all boils down to is that my guest this evening is Gloria Brown Marshall, professor of constitutional law at John Jay College, and a former visiting professor at the Harvard School of Kennedy School of Government. She is spearheading a movement, as we all know, that we're coming up on the 250th anniversary of this country on July 4th. And there's hopes that on July 5th, and continuing for however long, that there'll be a new day where we can honor those who died protesting in this country from the very beginning of this country right up to the present day. So for the next half hour, we'll be talking with Gloria about the initiative, where it stands at this point, and who's involved in putting it all together. Gloria, nice to have you with us.
Thank you. Good morning.
This is it caught me a little bit by storm. Obviously everybody's kind of focused on, oh wow, 250 years of the United States. It's still a very young country. But I'm a history buff by nature, and I know that from the very beginning, in fact, what caused us to become an independent country and break away from the mother country at the time, which was Great Britain, was protests. Things that people saw were, unjust to them, to the colonies. And it's almost reminiscent of what's happening now. And we've seen people from that very beginning to this present day who've been very active in protest, who see injustice, who see social injustice, who feel that laws should be changed. That's nothing new to this country. It's the only way that you can make changes. But let me ask you this: in an environment where there is a lot of friction between various groups, when you propose a day honoring protesters who have died, does the word protest or protesters, does that give a negative connotation?
Well, this country, as you just said, was born of protest. The Declaration of Independence is a protest document. And there is this love-hate relationship with protest. So when we use the word, those who are embracing the status quo see protesters as a threat to their lifestyle, a threat to their value system. Those people who know that they've gained through protest, and protest can be defined many ways, understand that in order to push the country forward, you have to actually push the country to make it go forward. It's not going to do that just by the sense that good people are thinking good thoughts. This action that plays a role in the country being what it is, the reason why people come to this country, what it's made itself to be, was made by people demanding more from the country itself and demanding that the Constitution stand for more than just words, that there is free speech, that people do have freedom of religion, that there is a sense of equal protection under law and due process. All of that took action, and that's protest. So yes, it has a bad connotation for some, but others understand if they're going to have a life that's better than the one that their great-grandchildren had or their grandparents had, then they need to push the country to do it.
I just want to make one clarification. When we opened this, I said, and we started with the idea of protest. This will not be National Protesters Day. It'll be Martyrs Day. I just want to make that clear to the listening audience that, it's honoring those people, as you said, who were actively involved in protest, which is what's effected change in this country, which moved this country forward. But goes back to that point. Martyrs Day. So you yourself and those involved in this initiative truly feel and truly believe that from the very beginning, from the start of this country, the birth of this country to this present day, anybody who has actively been involved and no longer with us are now martyrs. Is that true?
Well, we define martyrs as one slain activist and protesters of any era in the U.S. history, and those slain in America whose untimely deaths led to positive changes in this nation. And so I think it's important that we look at martyrs. And I have friends who are Roman Catholic, have friends who are very, so we looked at this word martyr, we looked it up, we read the definitions, we debated how it could be defined, and we realized that other nations have martyrs. So, for example, in India, Mahatma Gandhi is a martyr. So he wasn't just a martyr because of his religious belief. He was a martyr because what he did was social justice. And that's when I thought, well, we should have an American Martyrs Day. And it should be those people who were protesters or activists who were slain. And there are many. And that's what's stunning as well. There are many people who were slain as they were protesting. We know in this recent year, even Renee Good, for one, was a part of a protest when she was killed. Then it was found later that the government did not give the facts accurately about her death. But we've had these things happen many times. So we talk about the march across the Edmund Pettus Bridge with John Lewis and Martin Luther King. That's very famous in this country for mm-hmm. Bloody Sunday. Mm-hmm. But it was Jimmie Lee Jackson who was killed protesting in Selma prior to that, in the Selma area, prior to that. And no one really remembers Jimmie Lee Jackson. So the people who have died while protesting for the rights that we now see and take for granted many years later, but they died for at the time. And those people whose deaths then triggered social justice action and positive change for equality and human dignity, I think those are the catalysts for me that are at the core of Martyrs Day and the reason why I think having this day on July 5th is so important.
It's often... people say, what did you model this after? So I guess what the question is, are there other countries? I mean, many people are looking at this country right now and saying, oh, there's the United States again. They can't even find, they can't live in peace among each other. That's, I don't accept that. I think that, as you said, it's the only way to effect change. But are there similar initiatives? Have there been similar initiatives in other parts of the world that you model this after that has been successful?
Well, I modeled it first and foremost, as most Americans are very insular. I looked at, for example, Memorial Day. I looked at Veterans Day. And I thought, well, we have days for those who served in the military and have died serving the country in the military who were fighting outside forces. And then I thought, well, actually, domestically, the people, regular people, as I say, people go out to buy milk and bread. And those people who decide they're going to stand up for certain social justice values in their community or pushing against something that the government is doing that they believe is against equality, against the Constitution. Those regular people don't get military pensions. They didn't sign any document that said they're putting their lives on the line. They don't get a military funeral if something happens to them. Those people, I believe, should be lifted up if their lives are lost moving this country forward. And so when, as I said, in India, they have, the Gandhi Martyrs Day. And I thought between those two things, between Memorial Day for the military, and that's well and good that they have their day. But I felt that other countries have days where those people who were for pushing the country, their country forward, were given a Martyrs Day, and we have Memorial Day. Why not have a day for those martyred regular individuals who died protesting or whose lives were lost and then triggered this country to see through the loss of their lives that we're on the wrong track. We need to be doing something differently when it comes to social justice and equality in this country and civil rights.
Yeah, that's very interesting. And I think that you're absolutely right. That's perhaps, at least from, you know, for me as an outsider looking at this whole thing, that certainly will be a major challenge. I just want to take a quick pause to remind our listeners that you're tuned to 90.5 WICN, Jazz Plus for New England. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Listen online at WICN.org. I'm Al Vona. This is this week's edition of The Public Eye. My guest this week is Gloria Brown Marshall, educator and one of the founders of the initiative to put on the calendar, on the map, if you will, spearheading a movement to honor those who have fought for, during protest times throughout the history of this country, to effect change, social change, for all of us, and hoping that the day after 4th of July, July 5th, will become a national holiday. Which, Gloria, leads me to the next question. You can get this thing off the ground, and hope that day, July 5th, becomes, a Martyrs Day. But let me ask you, does this has to go before lawmakers, right? Does this have to go before the U.S. Congress to get final, final approval before it ever can be recognized for that, or not necessarily?
No, well, here's what I'm asking for. Because July 4th, of course, is our national holiday. People take that day off, the banks are closed, the Wall Street is shut down. So at this point, I'm not asking for the Congress to create a July 5th day in which we have something equal to the 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
There, just like Mother's Day is a day that is recognized, but we don't have that day off. It is on a weekend, but there are other days. There's Arbor Day, for example, to honor the trees. There's Earth Day.
Right.
There's Constitution Day on September 17th. People don't know that, but there's a Constitution Day on September 17th. And so there are days in which the Congress has recognized this day exists, not necessarily for people to have the day off, mm-hmm. but just that it exists. And there are plenty of those days on the calendar. And I want this day, July 5th, Martyrs Day, to be at one point in the future recognized by Congress as an official day, paying tribute to those people in America of any era, any background, who were slain for social justice or slain while protesting or as activists. And this is very important because we don't even think about the rights we wake up with every day. Yes, we have military who fight against foreign opposition in foreign countries to protect our nation, but we don't even think about what it took for this country to move forward, for women to gain the right to vote, for laborers to have the work environments that are safe, for us to have the 8-hour work day. People's lives were lost to gain these things, for simple voting rights. And on the website, martyrsday.us, you can see, and this is just a symbolic group for our inaugural year, of those who lost their lives just trying to register to vote, those who laborers who were gunned down because they were protesting for better wages in San Francisco. There are a number of stories of how we have the rights we have today. And this country really doesn't do a good job in explaining to anybody how we have the rights we have today. Not just they're on the paper, on the constitutional bulletin. Oh, yes, that's our right, the freedom of speech, that's our right. It didn't just jump off the paper and become something in reality. Human beings, those protesters, those activists, regular people who might not even have seen themselves as protesters or activists, they made the words on the paper a reality in our lives. And they sometimes lost their lives in the process. And I think it's important and it's right and it's good for us to remember these people and realize that they have paid a price, like soldiers did in other lands. They have paid a price for this country as well, and they love this country as well. And they wanted this country to be its better self. And they put themselves on the line to do it. And the least we can do is know their names and pay tribute to them, because July 4th, we celebrate our freedom. I want July 5th to be one in which we realize that freedom was not free for just regular people as well, and that they are recognized with Martyrs Day on July 5th.
And that, you know, with that said, I think a lot of people would agree with you wholeheartedly that through all the history of this country, people, anonymous people, people that, you know, never ended the history books, people who never documented, lost their lives fighting for social justice, as you had mentioned, you know, women's rights, minorities' rights, you know, if you can do a job, why shouldn't you be in that job, and so on and so forth. But I don't want to deviate too far off, but I do want to, because you mentioned the military, and it brought to mind, just recently, I was out on the West Coast into San Diego, and I was at a museum, talking, a military museum, by the way, and the director happened to come out, and she saw me reading, you know, the placards that were there, and she thought, you know, geez, he seems very interested in all of this, which I was. And she happened to be the daughter of a Korean War. Her grandfather was a Korean War veteran, and her father was a Vietnam War veteran. And without hesitation, she had talked about the protests, the shootings on campuses, as you had mentioned, people losing their lives. I remember that vividly growing up during that period. But she said how bitter, especially her father, was because he had served in Vietnam through the draft. I think on his own, he probably would not have signed up for military service. So what I'm getting at is you're going to have those people, you're going to have those issues that, you know, that encompasses Martyrs Day. And then you'll have people who say, well, you know, in order to get there, you know, you're fighting. There's two fronts here. One is it makes sense to honor these people, but these people were opposed to, you know, my dad going to Vietnam, and he didn't want to go to Vietnam. How do you respond to that?
Well, mostly you'll find what was protested in that era ended up being where the country needed to go in the first place. So the anti-Vietnam War protests led, you know, eventually to the end of the war, Lyndon Johnson stepping down, all these things happening. And it was something that should have happened, because then it came out later, whether or not it was the Pentagon Papers, wherever, that the war was unwinnable at the time. But we weren't told that. But people said, this is not right for us to be in this war. And the protesters were looked down upon in the beginning. And those people who fought, as I said, you know, people fight in foreign wars, in foreign lands, they fight in to protect the country. And I'm not saying anything against that. I'm saying that those people who are within the country, who are also acting as a balance, a compass, who are saying, we're not on the right track, and we are going to use our rights to protest under the Constitution to try to get people to see we're not on the right track. Because this country is not all knowing. The leaders are not all wise all the time. That's why we have a nation beautifully balanced, with the people having a voice and the people saying, whoa, leaders, you're kind of out of touch where we need to be. We should not be going in this particular direction. We're going to act as a counter to your power. And so at the time of the protest, many protesters are looked down upon. And then you look back, remember, if you think about it, 1848, in the time period in the 1850s, when women were trying to get the right to vote, they were looked down upon by most people in the country. When then you go back up to, you know, think about the time period it took from 1848 to 1920, yeah, for women to gain the right to vote. And now you wouldn't go, oh, yeah, that's right. That was, I don't know what we were thinking back then. But it's not as though men just said, oh, yes, women should have the right to vote. Protests took place for decades,
right,
for women to gain the right to vote. So there are many, and I would say most of these things we're talking about are things that protesters had a vision of a nation that was beyond the vision the nation had for itself. And that work that goes into trying to steer the nation forward, to get the ideas of the worker to have clean working environment, to have good pay, to, as I said, I always go back to the 8-hour workday that we all take for granted. That didn't fall out of the sky. The employer didn't wake up one day and say, oh, yes, I should make less money and have people work fewer hours. That's not how it happened. Right. It's because workers protested and others who were aligned with workers protested over many, many years. The 8-hour workday was signed into law in the 1800s. It didn't become a reality until the 1900s. And that's not because politicians woke up and said, yes, we should just do this. No, it's because protesters push politicians to see that you've got to give these conditions that for the worker, that their conditions are better. There have to be protections. Voting rights, you think, well, okay, we have citizens of this country, but we're not going to let them vote. This actually was the country for a lot of its history. We have citizens, people born here. We're not even talking about naturalized. We're talking about people born in this country, unable to vote because of the color of their skin. It sounds ridiculous now, but that was part of this country's fabric. And it took protests over many years for people to say, oh, that's wrong, and be forced to change it. Protesters did that, and those people who died along the way, whether or not the laborers in 1934 gunned down at a labor protest, and other laborers over our country's history, whether or not it's the people for social justice, civil rights, who died, whether or not it's the anti-war protesters, Kent State, Jackson State, who died, we have to realize that ignoring the deaths of these protesters who were trying to get the country, who loved this country and wanted it to go and be a better nation, though ignoring their deaths is to our detriment. We should actually honor the fact they cared enough about this country to want to protest that and push it forward regarding social justice and equality and civil rights, because those are the very things we're so proud of today that we have our celebrations for the 4th of July today. They didn't fall out of the sky. Santa Claus didn't bring them. The Tooth Fairy didn't put it under our pillow. People fought for this in our nation. And those among those people who fought as protesters and activists died. Some died. They were gunned down. Vernon Dahmer was burned alive in his own home. Why? Just because he was a very wealthy Black farmer who was helping poorer farmers of color pay their poll taxes. Yes, there was a time when you had to actually pay a tax in order to vote. And ignoring that these things happened, that this happened to this man, an American citizen, and his motto was, and during his lifetime, if you don't vote, you don't count.
Right.
That was his motto.
And
he was burned alive. We need to recognize he existed, and the loss of his life and Martyrs Day is what we're doing to recognize him and so many others. Diverse people on the website, martyrsday.us, you can see the diversity of the different martyrs we're recognizing this year alone.
Yeah, and I noticed that. That was very clear that you're crossing all boundaries. It doesn't matter ethnic background, color of your skin, people who just, as you said, participated in these protests. And Gloria, I always feel that, and I say this even when we're, you know, talking to a historian about a particular period in time, that especially today, we almost take for granted. We don't even want to know what our country's history was. I often feel that it makes it more challenging for folks like yourself to get an initiative like this off the ground. It would be easier if more people, especially I'm talking about from the very beginning, from a very start, grammar school, middle school, high school. And I'm not saying it's not, you know, they don't teach it and don't preach it at all. They do. But I think that many Americans don't have a clue as how this country came to be. And you know, they just go about their daily business. And that's all well and fine. But I think sometimes it puts a barrier in accepting, you know, like this novel idea of recognizing those who gave their life to effect change, when from the very beginning, that's what this country has been all about, is effecting change. So in the few moments that we have left, does it concern you that many younger, especially younger people, but people in general, don't have a real solid knowledge of how we came to be a country and how we've progressed, and much of it being due, as you've been saying, through, you know, through protests. Would that make your life or make this initiative easier to get off the ground?
Well, it would. It would make it easier for us to, you know, in a year where we have our 250th anniversary of the Declaration of Independence, if people actually read the Declaration of Independence. It's not that long a document.
Right.
But, you know, our reference to the Constitution, but people don't read the Constitution. I think that it would be good if people understood that every nation has its ups and downs. Every nation has some issue of concern that it has to deal with. What I'm so proud of, Martyrs Day, is actually getting traction. We have a proclamation for July 5th as Martyrs Day from the state of Maryland.
Hmm.
So we received that proclamation just yesterday. So that's breaking news that the state of Maryland recognizes July 5th as Martyrs Day. We have proclamations from Philadelphia, from a legislative district in Pittsburgh area, from Longmont, California. We're really excited about programs that are taking place in Kansas City, diverse places like Lewis, Delaware, as well as the upstate Appalachians, John Brown's farm. We're in Tennessee. We're having programs, as well as Philadelphia, San Francisco. We're having a Martyrs Day program, Pittsburgh, as well as in live stream for people watching, in Hyattsville, Maryland, South Orange, New Jersey. So various groups, whether or not, because this is a Sunday, July 5th is a Sunday, we have church groups that are going to watch our live stream. We're having an in-person as well as a live stream program at Riverside Church, a very historic Riverside Church in New York City. And martyrsday.us is where you can get this information. And if people want to have their own Martyrs Day program, it can be very as simple as watching our live stream, live program on July 5th at 2 p.m., but they could have their own program. They could do just what you said, learn the history, read the bios of the martyrs that are on the website of martyrsday.us, and learn what people were doing when this happened, why they're considered martyrs, how they gave their lives unwillingly because their lives were taken. Remember, they're not in the military, but how their lost lives benefited what we have today, and at least we can do is pay tribute to them as martyrs. The power of history, and you were just touching on that, is in Martyrs Day. You can look at American history from the 1700s all the way up, because we're looking at martyrs from any era.
Right.
And this is our inaugural Martyrs Day, the first, but it is getting traction. People are seeing why this is right and good to have Martyrs Day, especially on July 5th. And if people want to do anything in their local communities for Martyrs Day, because they know who their local martyrs are. And that's why the local Martyrs Day is really taking off from people across the country, because they're researching who died in their country for the rights they have, and can they lift that person up?
Right.
And so if they go on the website, martyrsday.us, you can find tools, resources, and other things for creating your own Martyrs Day. And we're less than 2 weeks away.
That's right.
From Martyrs
That's
Day.
Right. Yes, indeed.
So we're excited. We're excited because it is taking hold across the country.
And as Gloria has said, the website is up there, and you can get all the information where you can participate, and where, you know, the various venues. As she said, many of the states that are already actively working on this as it is taking hold. And the initiative is working, and it's moving forward. And this is something that I think all Americans should take a hard look at. I mean, no one's forcing anybody to do anything, but take a hard look at this. It helps to understand how we've evolved as a country. It just didn't happen on its own. It was through people many a times putting their lives on the line, as Gloria said. Again, I want to thank my guest this evening, Gloria Brown Marshall, initiating Martyrs Day. The initiative is hoping that on July 5th, going forward, that this will be recognized for those who gave their lives in the efforts of protest to effect change, social change in this country. If you have any questions about the broadcast, you can certainly give us a call here at the studios at WICN. Our main number is 508-752-0700. You can pose any comments, questions, or feedback to me directly. I certainly welcome that. That's Al Vona, V-U-O-N-A, at WICN.org. For the public eye, this is Al Vona. Thank you so much for tuning in.